The phrase keeping up with the Joneses evokes a multitude of meanings. The keeping up suggests a steady equilibrium, the maintenance of the status quo, although it's clearly a status quo that's advancing, presumably because the Joneses have moved up first. The fact that we want to keep up with the Joneses and not down with the Joneses, or even with the Joneses, suggests that we have in mind an implicit hierarchy, where some people rank higher than others. The name of the Joneses, like the names of the John Smiths and the Jane Does, implies a kind of all-American anonymity, with few ethnic or racial connotations beyond their obvious Anglo-Saxon pedigree. The Joneses are middle class, middle of the road, middle management, middle-middle, except, of course, that they're muddling just ahead of us. Keeping up with the Joneses might mean a multitude of things. We might try to match their church-going or their charity, but we don't. We might try to equal their intelligence or their musical accomplishment, but we don't mean that. We might try to keep up with their community commitments or volunteer work, but none of these things would be keeping up with the Joneses, because keeping up with the Joneses is primarily about things. Keeping up with the Joneses means buying what they buy, or better. It means matching their materialism. Of course, from the standpoint of the Joneses, we are often the Joneses. While we are concerned with keeping up with them, our own purchases pressure the Joneses to keep up with us. In this country, where competition is a core value, we take pleasure in one-upping people through the purchase of what sociologists call positional goods. That is, the goods that, through their show of status, allow us to get the goods on our neighbors. Some of us, in fact, buy stuff just to show how much we can accumulate. Thorsten Veblen called this conspicuous consumption. Dr. America calls it machismo. And the people who practice this competitive display are, of course, the Muchkins. This situation is neither natural nor inevitable. We create it with what Dr. America calls the machinery of consumption, including, most notably, advertising. Advertisers know that we want to be distinguished through our purchases, and that we want to be distinguished from our neighbors. One ad magazine says, for example, "Lifestyle advertising is about differentiating oneself from the Joneses, not, as in previous decades, just keeping up with them." Keeping up, of course, keeps the standard of living going up. And this consumption escalator is problematic. When we buy something better than what our neighbors buy, we achieve status in the current status quo. When everybody else buys the same thing, the status quo changes, and so does our status. Keeping up with the Joneses means maintaining our standard of living by increasing it, because keeping up always involves more consumption. And sadly, even if we own more today than we did yesterday, we can still feel relatively deprived if the Joneses have more than we do. To some extent, obviously, we use the fictional Joneses to justify our factual materialism. We use their consumption to justify ours. But even when we are not spending competitively, even when we are behind, we can use their spending to feed our moral superiority. Looking at the Joneses, we can say to ourselves, "At least I don't spend that much." This defense of our own materialism is essentially social, invoking our relative virtue in a world of bigger sinners. "I may not be a saint," we say pharisaically, "but I'm not as bad as the really big spenders." Dr. America calls this strategy innocence by association, because if everybody does it, it must be okay. It's essentially an approach to morality based on relative rectitude. This makes sense sociologically, if not ethically, because social norms define reasonable levels of consumption. In his insightful book, God and Mammon in America, Robert Wuthnow puts it this way: "It is expected that people will consume automobiles, clothing, housing, and other items at a level consistent with their standing in the community." Wuthnow claims that we Americans don't think we're living lives of luxury because residential segregation usually structures space so that we are among members of our own class. Compared to them, our consumption patterns are not abnormal, so we're not materialistic. But in fact, we are. And because we're always keeping up with the Joneses, we're all part of a cult of consumption living in Jonesville. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, keeping up with the Joneses and with the peculiarities of American culture.